On a charged Saturday afternoon in New York City, amidst the sprawling crowd gathered at Bryant Park, Mark Ruffalo, best known to millions as the Hulk, stepped up to the mic and delivered a powerful, impassioned call to arms. But this wasn't your average celebrity cameo at a protest. Ruffalo wasn't just speaking, he was rallying a generation, casting the demonstrators as the true heroes of democracy. The Avengers standing together to defend America's most sacred ideals. As thousands of No Kings protesters took to streets across the nation to oppose Donald Trump's controversial policies, the Marvel star's words echoed loud and clear. "We're going to have to be brave if we want to be free," Ruffalo declared, his voice ringing with urgency. "Being brave for what we hold dear, our freedoms, our democracy, and each other, it's on us, guys. Literally together, we're the Avengers now. No one's going to come and save us, man. Americans unite." This rally, held on June 14th to coincide with President Trump's extravagant military parade celebrating his 79th birthday in Washington, D.C., was more than just a protest. It was a dramatic statement of resistance. Ruffalo's speech captured the frustration and fierce resolve simmering beneath the surface of a divided nation. Before invoking Marvel's legendary team, Ruffalo painted a heartfelt picture of what truly matters to him. "We're holding on for dear life and what's dear to us about being alive," he said. "What's dear to me is the feeling of calm and peace and safety. What's dear to me is my health and my family and my friends and my work and my neighbors and my community and all the different beautiful people of this country." The actor, whose activism has long been a defining part of his public persona, didn't hold back in critiquing the state of America under Trump's administration. Channeling the spirit of the nation's founders, Ruffalo reminded the crowd of the fundamental principle on which the United States was established: resistance to tyranny. "We didn't want to be ruled by a king or a monarch or a dictator or a supreme leader or some crappy-ass CEO," he said, directly alluding to Trump's corporate background and the controversial rise of billionaires like Elon Musk wielding disproportionate power in Washington. "That sucked. We hated that." The actor's indictment didn't stop there. Ruffalo warned against the dangerous erosion of civil liberties, referencing the increased ICE raids, deportations, and the chilling specter of indefinite detention without due process. "We uphold the simple notion that you can't be arrested and tossed into a dungeon, or a detention center, or a concentration camp, or some damp basement without a fair trial," he said, voice thick with emotion. "We don't with that." Turning the spotlight back on Trump's administration, Ruffalo painted a grim portrait. "Sadly, today Donald Trump and the administration of billionaires, crackpots, and ICE brigades have taken over. We have a king and his court and his beige henchmen, and they're trampling on our rights and our laws and our freedoms, making themselves richer with taxpayer dollars and making us less safe with their love of other kings and dictators and the likes of Vladimir Putin and Benjamin Netanyahu and Kim Jong-un of the world." The timing of these mass protests was no accident. Ruffalo explained the symbolism behind the nationwide No Kings demonstrations. "While Trump today is blowing $45 million of our tax money on his kingly dictator military birthday bash in our nation's capital, we are gathering here by the hundreds of thousands in locations of thousands around the USA and the world in the spirit of our founding fathers and our brothers and sisters of the Boston Tea Party," he proclaimed, invoking one of the most iconic acts of rebellion in American history. "We're patriots, and we're lovers of democracy." Adding star power to the movement, Ruffalo wasn't the only Hollywood heavyweight lending his voice. The protest stage featured a roster of high-profile entertainers, including Alana Glazer, who spoke just moments before Ruffalo, as well as Susan Sarandon, Kerry Washington, Glenn Close, Ayo Edebiri, Julia Louis-Dreyfus, Anna Sophia Robb, and Emily Osment. Their collective presence underlined the growing fusion between cultural influence and political activism in today's charged climate. In a country that prides itself on the promise of democracy, Ruffalo's speech was a defiant reminder: no hero will descend from above. The responsibility to safeguard freedom falls squarely on the shoulders of the people, the true Avengers, standing shoulder to shoulder in streets across the nation. As the rallying cry rang out on that summer day in Bryant Park, it wasn't just a call to protest. It was a plea for unity, courage, and above all, relentless activism in the face of mounting challenges. "No one's coming to save us," Ruffalo insisted, So we've got to save ourselves.